inside Washington's Department of Licensing is a special office called the License Integrity Unit. Now, this is where police officers who are going undercover can come to get a fake identity. This is a valid Washington driver's license, but it has a fictitious name, birth date, and address on it. This is known as the Confidential Driver's License Program. It's operated for decades, but without legislative approval. Here's agency spokesman Brad Benfield.
It's not really been a formal program, but the practice of issuing law enforcement officers these types of licenses appear to go back to the 80s.
This year, the Department of Licensing asked the legislature to give it formal permission to continue the program. The agency introduced legislation that's moving through the process. And last month, reporter Josh Farley of the Kitsap Sun and I asked for a list of the agencies that have received these fictitious driver's licenses. So Benfield showed us the list, but he said he couldn't give it to us just yet.
This is the list.
Immediately, one agency jumped off the page, the CIA. I asked Benfield if I was seeing this right.
That is CIA.
Not only that, the CIA had obtained by far the greatest number of confidential driver's licenses of any agency, local, state, or federal, 288 since 2007.
It does surprise me. It does intrigue me.
State Representative Jason Overstreet is a Republican who serves on the House Transportation Committee.
Why is the CIA asked for and received 288 Washington state identifications? It seems like a big number.
In an emailed response, a CIA spokesman had no comment, but Pulitzer Prize winner Tim Weiner says it's not terribly surprising. Weiner authored the acclaimed book Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA.
A CIA officer who works overseas needs a cover.
As in a cover identity. That means false name, false passport, and yes, a false driver's license. Weiner says the CIA could theoretically make its own IDs.
But it's so much easier to get the State Department to issue a phony passport and to get the state of Washington to issue phony driver's licenses.
They may be phony, but they're real licenses. So why Washington? Because, says Weiner, the state offers this service. But he also observes that Washington is home to several global companies like Boeing and Microsoft and their related industries.
If you're going to do intelligence work in Japan or Korea or any one of the major countries where we have intelligence interests in Asia, it would be pretty good cover to be an Asian American software salesman who lives in the greater Seattle area.
The Washington Department of Licensing won't say when it started cooperating with the CIA. In fact, since the agency first showed us the list with the CIA on it, its managers have reversed course. After a lengthy delay, we finally received a list of the state and local agencies that have these confidential driver's licenses, but all the federal agencies were lumped together under a single heading, Federal Law Enforcement, with no mention of the CIA whatsoever. In a statement, agency director Teresa Bernson says, commenting any further on these issues would subject DOL and our employees to legal liability on the federal level and could put officers and agents at risk. State Representative Jason Overstreet doesn't accept that answer.
I think that the public demands a response, not classified information that would compromise officer safety, but why the large numbers.
Overstreet says he supports allowing the confidential driver's license program to continue with legislative oversight and additional safeguards. But even lawmakers may have trouble getting details on the program. The Department of Licensing says federal law, it won't say which law, and non-disclosure agreements prohibit the agency from sharing any information about its relationship with the feds. As for the CIA, well, that may become a moot point. The proposed law to allow the confidential license program to continue says the IDs are only for undercover law enforcement. Author and CIA expert Tim Weiner says that should automatically disqualify the CIA.
By statute, the CIA is not a law enforcement agency. On the contrary, the CIA's principal purpose is to violate the laws of foreign country and commit espionage overseas.
A mission Washington State has apparently aided without the knowledge of even the governor. Former two-term governor Chris Gregoire, through a spokesperson, says she was unaware of the state's confidential driver's license program or that Washington IDs were going to the CIA. Current Governor Jay Inslee was unaware, too, until recently when he was briefed on the program because of the pending legislation. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.